Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. This is Parker Pathways. It's November 11th, 2012. And this is on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And this is a live show, and this is Dr. Wynn Parker, and the call in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. On the first hour of Parker Pathways, with an interview with the music legend Charlie Daniels, and it's worth your while to get into the archives and even purchase the archive. To understand the cornerstone for how we are to find some Paul Reveres that have some guts and to be able to go forth in particularly over the writing of treaties that are going to be signed that take away our rights of raising children, having love letters reviewed by regulators, and have income triggers like the ultimate minimum tax to the 2,000 year level. And that means about 30 to 32 million people will be paying the ultimate minimum tax, a rise in the maximum capital gains tax to 20% from 15%. And dividends that are now taxed at 15% would be taxed at the ordinary income rate. And, of course, the cuts of $110 billion a year in federal spending split between defense and discretionary spending, while the Russians make their deal with Obama concerning the NATO defense shield. And, of course, this affects the process that of investment, and of course, for all of us who are, in my case, inventors and innovators in medical clinical tests and the process of medical devices, and the process this puts us out of business. So the that's why we're going to go overseas. Or we're going to stay here and work here and try to hire here and work it through to be on a centralized hospital system. No matter what anybody tells you, the best care will be at a hospital center. And as Obama said, yeah, you can still see your doctor if you want to, but he never finished the sentence. That is, he's going to be somewhere else. A computer in Switzerland or in a major hospital, and that's the truth. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. Along with the process of the protection of the United States, which will be handed over on one of the treaties, the complementary process with Russia, which is what Obama was talking about when he said, wait till I get elected, I'll have more law of flexibility. He was, you know, he thought he was off mic. But the thing is that we have a process of the X-38B missile satellite on our side that's worked with about 100 miles of satellite grid for determination of outer space satellites for destroying them in case they're coming into the process of destruction of the Earth. China also has the capability, and so does Russia, to be able to do spot the destruction of satellites in the space war that's coming up. So the, in fact, China has a setup which was part of the intellectual property theft, which, by the way, with Obama being elected, means that China now, under the first-to-file system and the America Invents Act, gives anybody who first to file the advantage in the intellectual property ownership of technology, and specifically says so. But their SWAT satellite war system is and missile system was copied from some the technology from Rhydon and some things that we did at NASA. So this all now becomes global access on trade-offs. You see, when the people that they have the demography of who voted. You have a younger group of people in the process, and there's one people, some of my listeners, and of course on the Beltway, it was known about a week and a half, about 2 weeks even earlier, that Obama would win the election. But they didn't say anything. I, of course, made the psychological mistake. I knew I was making it, but even though I had that inside information, but the thing is that because it was, you know, it was fixed in terms of various types of vote process. I mean, they're still finding ballots in swamps in Florida, and they got kids in cars throwing ballots out of the cars as they're going down the highway. That's all been documented, you know. The press has already soft-soaped that out. In Europe, they had it. There were TV stories in Europe, and particularly in Mexico, showing the Obama victory with figures. And they only missed electoral college number of 300 and something by one electoral college. That's how close it was. These are the same people who had statements about old white men with their flaccid penises as part of headlines and processes of thing, you know. And then, of course, how they treated sexually little boys. And these were actual statements within the process of the European papers. That was 4 weeks before the election results in this country. And the press, of course, in this country did not report any of this. They knew about it. And someday when I write about this on liberal conspiracy, which can be found in the Perspectives on Psychological Science, in terms of the journal, and conducting the studies of how people think in terms of politics. The women are claiming, well, you didn't talk to us as women, and the men said, well, that, you know, that they interviewed, they said, well, this is a man thing, you know, the thing, and they didn't understand them. No, Obama cleverly did his character assassinations and on a Romney way ahead of time, the dog on the car, the process of not being equated out to women's values. He's a Mormon. I mean, he has more women values than the rest of, you know, put together. But the whole process is the conspiratorial liberal people say, well, there's no difference between Romney and Obama and the thing, and I think a lot of writers in RBN say that. But there's more to it than that, in my opinion. As Charlie Daniels has pointed out in the process of the interview this last hour, there is a deeper problem of determining the relationship of the thought process. In other words, the biological roots of ideology is really based on the attention to the unconscious aspect of these human thoughts and behavior, which Charlie alludes to in his lyrics. And the whole process by which you look at something in terms of fact, like women saying, well, I want an individual right for my body, or I want a process of anything. They already, you know, the individual rights of somebody, of a female body, in terms of reproduction, you be in the front line. People talk a good game of that until you've got a female as a patient, and you're going to make the determination if she's going to bleed to death in terms of an endometrial lining, which has been severed as a result of the process of an abstract birth, and then you find out that the family doesn't want you to give a unit of blood because they're Jehovah's Witnesses. I cannot begin to tell you. I have lost count of the number of times in the middle of the night to have to find a judge to be able to have an injunction writ to be able to override the religious belief for the danger of the woman's life, to give her blood. And if you, when you're trying to stop a bleeding female to save her life and even by to change her baby, all of this academic bullshit is, BS, is out there in terms of how they see things. You see, the whole basis. Let me take you back to the whole process of something else. If you have your investment strategy, in terms you're only thinking of the money you're going to make, you're going to lose money or make money. That's all it amounts to. That's all it amounts to. You have the process of healthcare is a drop of 1.7% last week, and the terms of dividend is going to be shut off, but that's one of the things to go into in certain health stocks, and you're going to have an opportunity to have growth based upon the bodies of people that won't be able to have care. Just think about that for a minute. Well, let's say that you have a company called Catamaran Corporation. They sell at $48.36 a share. Their whole position is they provide pharmacy management service and healthcare information technology systems. Now, the whole process, let's take that one company. Or, well, let's just take OYO, which is a Chinese company. They're at $23.25 a share. Or Watson Pharmaceuticals at $87.44 a share off on oral contraceptives and generic and branded drugs. Well, these two companies will say, well, they're clear across the world. What do they have to do with each other? They have to do with the ups and side down, sell and close and open price on their stock within a position without having zero debt. Watson has a 24% debt in terms of oral contraception, and OYO in China has a distribution website that has no debt. Yet at the same time, the average volume is roughly about 2 million shares a day. The average volume for Watson, which is an oral contraceptive, is about 800 to 900,000 shares a day. Very low share turnover. So you ask yourself, well, why? What's the problem with the female communication in terms of the process? Saying, well, I want my body. I'm thinking they drag somebody out of Georgetown University Law School. And the thing is, saying you'd have this bogus theme that goes into the whole process. Now, you see, the people who make the industrial decisions, as I point out, I'll be pointing out in the Wall Street Journal interview, is the fact that the decision of who lives and dies and who eats and who drinks the water is the issue. The industry's behind that because in Obama's czars, he's going to keep most of his czars. And one of the czars, as it stands now as we speak on Parker Pathways, is Dr. John Holdren, whose whole position is putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population. Now, how do you develop the process of the determine of the liberal conspiracy process and the personality politics and the difference in seeing the measurements of self-control in the of the impulse vote? How do you determine that? You see, you think what you do is you educate people. As one of my callers who have emailed me, before I started this show today, I had about 200 emails. So the whole thing comes down to the kids are stupid, and that's the reason. You know, that's one of the things that the callers are coming through with. You know, it's. The comedian White, I love that guy, drinks whiskey, smokes a cigar, does his comedian thing. That's my kind of guy. Now, God, I'll be glad when I can smoke another cigar again. Jesus, I'll probably have to wait until the last day or something, I don't know. But he had a girlfriend, you know. He goes, and he had a dog, so he's in, and the girlfriend calls him while he's on the road, and he says, well, the dog defecated on the rug, what should I do? And of course, White said, you know, and is in line. He says, well, you can't correct stupid, you know. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Gwen Parker, and call the number is 800-313-9443, and I just wanted to, before I forget, my interview in American Free Press, it's in November 19, 2012, issue 47, which it should be out pretty soon. You can probably Google it up. But there's one point that I want to make about the drug-resistant bacteria, because I'll forget this if I don't say it now. You know, in India, there are restrictions on antibiotics, and you know, but the restrictions are really non-existent because it's the way the whole idea of restrictions is implemented in India. And there's a new, there's a superbug there that caused a lot of problems and still is in Australia, Britain, Canada, and Sweden, and even in this country. It's called the New Delhi metallobeta-lactamase, the NDM-1. And that's, of course, found in the water supply, and it's almost in every other bacterium that comes in contact with. And think of the name. And this is very important in terms of the thing that it's New Delhi metallo beta lactamase. Metallo means the process of the clip end that it connects to a metal, which is a form of reductose amino acid that forms these beta lactamases, which are deadly and can kill you within a very short period of time. But the metal and the process of this is something that I brought up a long time ago when I first went on air. The process of adding chloramine or ammonia to the water, the nitrogen base of the ammonia, the NH3, passes off from the NH2 and connects to the metal of chromates, but it also connects to the bromides, and it also connects to the process of breakdowns of cobalt and even radioactivity. And, of course, this is being mutated, which I have talked about extensively. And this forms another form of endocrine disruptor, which changes out a hormone base of the anterior pituitary gland, particularly of boys. And it changes their reproductive capacity. In other words, you can have a puberty at a much earlier age, which is there are many studies about this that are involved. There's a difference between black children and white children in this. And the implications, of course, of the change of the development of the penis, enlargement in pubic hair is one of the measurements of puberty at the early ages. Most of the metallic on the lactamases, of course, change the gene structure in terms of such a way that you have a different type of sperm protein in the tail. The sperm has its major protein in the head, of course, but in the tail contains all of the what are called the actos of protein structures for reproduction and gene transfer. And, of course, there can be some missing genes which occur within this whole ensemble of amino acids as a result of these contaminants from the superbug on the NDM-1. So the reason this ties in with the process of, let's say, a female has the effect from this of thyroid dysfunction. So let's say that the process, let's say you have the test done. One is the thyroid stimulating hormone with TSH, and then you have the free T4. Which is a process of the level of thyroxine, and the free thyroxine to be specific. So if you have overt hypothyroidism, the TSH will normally be increased, which it shouldn't be, and the free T4 will be decreased. Let's say that you have a subclinical hypothyroidism, you can have the TSH high, but the free T4 will be normal. And in most cases, now let's say you have a normal pregnancy, your TSH and the free T4 on your clinical results will be in a normal range. So, and of course, if you have a hypothyroxemia, of course, you have a normal TSH and then a lower T4. But let's say you have complete hyperthyroidism, in other words, you're producing more thyroid, you have a TSH hormone level that is lower, and you have a free T4 that's higher. Now, let's say that you're part of Obamacare and the process, and let's say that, one black girl said in her soliloquy at the rally for the presidential Obama's acceptance speech, that she would be able to go to college and not have the thing, and also take care of health care. And, of course, one of the interviewers asked, well, are you healthy now because you're, no, I have thyroid problem. So the thing, what she doesn't realize is she just placed herself within the 10% of the people that won't be treated. See, that's a reality. On the break, after the break, I'm going to try to give you a little bit of fertility testing information on the clinical information that I'll be putting in the Watson computer in Switzerland. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker. Wanted to just mention on the NDM-1 metallolactamate. Lethal bacteria in the process of that affects, and what the government doesn't want you to know is this affects differently the right and left ovary of the female, which I will get into if I have time today. Of course, that's one of the ways to control the population on reproduction, particularly for in vitro fertilization systems. We have a caller. I hope I have the name right. Wes from Idaho.
It's Wes from Idaho, Mr. Parker.
Oh, Wes. Okay. Yes. Hello, Wes.
Was hoping to ask a question of Charlie Daniels, whether he was a Judeo-Christian friend of Israel or not, because if he was, I was going to ask him, where are these blessings we're supposed to have according to Genesis 12:3? I suggest that he actually is a big part of the problem. Maybe he ought to move to that place over there in the Middle East called erroneously Israel, because it is not Israel. There are the book of Revelation says there are people that say they are Jews, but are the synagogue of Satan. Are you familiar, perhaps, with Mike Rivero on the RBN show, or RBN Network?
No, I don't. I don't have the time to listen to their talk show hosts. And when I get Charlie Daniels on another interview, you can ask him yourself about Genesis 12:3 if you want to argue with him about Judeo-Christian religion.
Well,
I appreciate your calling, Wes, and I have four other callers that are waiting in line, and I only have a few minutes. So I'm with you 100%. God bless you and good luck. We have Steve. Steve from Virginia?
Yes, in Virginia here. Hello.
Hello,
nice,
Steve.
We always enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to ask, did you have any updated info by any chance on the radiation situation referencing Fukushima? Any extra info on that at this time?
There have been a lot of writers who have been writing about that as if they know something about it, and I don't have anything in front of me, but I have a lot of information, and I'll just put it, you know, simply that you ever heard of the phrase you're screwed?
Yes, I have.
Now there's a very high radiation. It's been going on for several months. The oceans radiate. I don't have all the details in front of me, Steve, but the truth of the matter is food, plankton, the ocean, the air, the process has been in high radiation for some time, and it's getting worse. In fact, we still get radiation from Chernobyl, from the Russian explosion, which they cemented over in a big cement dome, which doesn't do anything, you know.
Yeah.
And we still have that going on, Steve. And in fact, the development of the new foods, everybody argues and say, well, you know, you mentioned genetic modified, which is a phrase, you know, if you think of the food. But the whole thing is that a lot of the foods, as we know in our present generation, no matter how we try to protect ourselves by modifying the genes to protect us from radiation, most of the food that we're going to be eating in the rest of our lifetime, Steve, is going to be radioactive.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. That's the truth,
you know,
isn't it? You know?
Yeah, I believe it. I know, you know, in these places that they're trying, I guess, they say they sell organic food. Well, I wonder, well, can you really say it's organic anymore?
Yeah. I have a suggestion. It sounds, it's not paranoid or a thing, you know, we're not politically correct on this show, you know. But, you know what I would do, and this is the way I'm, I'm planning to be involved in growing some various exotic foods for menus and things of this sort for my own menus. And I'm going to have a little hand Geiger counter. I know it sounds incredible, but you know, when you go shopping, you have to, you know, and you just pull this sucker out, you find out you get a rough reading, you know.
Yeah,
I mean that. I'm not
no,
kidding you.
I've actually heard of, I think, people doing that. We go to the store. Of course, we're over here on the East Coast, but in the D.C. metro area, Northern Virginia here. But these stores have foods, a lot of them, you know, from California and the West, and they're still selling them. And I'm just wondering, you know, well, is this stuff really safe? You know.
Well, you know, if you get stuff from California, you get better food than they get in California, and that's true. You understand? In other words, they have a different grade. You take grapefruit, you have a grade four. You know, a grade one grapefruit is. It has a good rind. I'm just using grapefruit as an example because it's a highly graded fruit, like oranges and lemons. The other thing is, you get to grade four and the rest of it, but the Orientals always buy all the grade ones. We sell to China, Japan. They get all the good fruit out of here, out of the United States. So California gets grade four. You get grade two to three. So you're eating better than they are in California to start off. Number
wow.
two, particularly Virginia, by the way. And the second point is these treaties that President Clinton signed, in the terms of growing food out of the United States, you know, so they could destroy the farms in this country. I'm not being dramatic when I say that. I've talked about this a lot. The eminent
yeah.
domain of taking farms, you know, for the government, which is why they
yeah.
want to run the Indians off of the federal land,
yeah.
You know, for doing fracking and growing. But the
right.
thing is that just don't buy anything that comes from Mexico or Chile, particularly Guatemala, which is just irrigated with pure human feces. I mean, that's the truth of it. And they know it. You know, they know it. I mean, the EPA and the FDA know it. It's part of the treaty agreements they made. They say, well, you can lower your standards, you know, and walk backwards, you know, hope you come out
yeah.
right, you know. Listen, Steve, I got to run, but I'm on your side. But you try this. I don't have a brand name in my head or anything about Geiger counter, but I'm serious. I mean, you have a little
yeah.
hand Geiger counter. And,
uh-huh.
You know, and make it inconspicuous so that you don't have the radical crazy people accuse you of being an environmentalist or something, you know?
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, how'd you like Charlie Daniels' interview?
You know what? I'm really sad. I did not get to hear it.
You go back, see if you can go back in the first hour.
We have the archives, though.
You got the archives? Yeah.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And look for that Behold, a Pale Horse DVD. I believe it's on the online library there to buy from RBN. And
okay.
It's worth its while, believe me, Steve. You call back
okay.
again.
I will.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got another caller, Rob from Texas. We only have a few minutes, but I want to get you in.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, how you doing, Doctor? Yeah, the movie is great. I've seen it. I know Chuck and Anita. And the interview was really good. I really liked it. And I feel the same way Charlie does. And this country is really, really going in for some hard times. And but also, there is a couple of sequels to the movie. I didn't know if you knew that. I don't know if they're out yet, but there is a 2 and a 3 to the movie.
Well, the 2's been filmed.
No, okay.
Yeah, Chuck and Anita filmed that, and we're going to get some interviews going in that direction, too, because there's some really powerful stuff. And the third one is being worked on. We, you know, you have to... Chuck and Anita are walking angels on this earth, as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
yeah,
really, I'm not kidding you.
They're really good people.
Yeah, and this first on Behold the Pale Horse, if you know... One of the things about it that really has struck me is how beautiful it is. I mean,
the filming is great. Oh, I've seen it. Like you said, the guy that plays George Washington is excellent. The photography is just crisp, clear. I mean, it's just really, really.
It's worth it.
You're there. Yes.
Yeah, you feel like you're there. And then the other thing is that there's the last scene in George Washington is reading an Adams letter. You know, John Adams' letter. It blows you away. I mean, you're stunned, you know. And you know what's really great is the fact that, in my opinion, in Behold the Pale Horse and the reality of the fact that they're using real world words that are real, they're happening, they're by the actual people, you know what I mean, that have been integrated and touched base with it. And so it was a great honor for me to interview Charlie Daniels. I've listened to his music for years. He's always been like this. I mean, really, you know, this guy's spiritual, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, he sits down and writes a lyric, and I call him, he doesn't know a nickname, but he's a preacher of music. That's what I call him.
yes, very much. I'm the other percentage of Latino that did not vote for Obama, but then I didn't vote for Romney either. I voted for the other guy, the third party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, I'm just saying that when you talked about them actually praying to a picture of Obama, I know some, you know, people from Mexico and stuff like that, and it surprises me that, you know, when you said that, because I had talked to some of them and everything, and every time I talked to them and asked them about their opinion of the election, they talked with such confidence. Like, I mean, they just knew Obama was going to win. I mean, we're talking weeks
out. Oh, yeah.
Out.
You're absolutely right.
It was unreal. It was like, well, what do they know that I don't know? I mean, usually, you know, when you talk to somebody, it's like getting in a setup, you know, in a bet,
You
know, the guy is got you and everything, and he knows, and he just says, well, I'm going to do this and this and this.
Yeah.
But he's got the bet down, and he's cheating.
He knows he's got a double-headed nickel he's flipping or something.
That's right. That's exactly what it felt like. But, they also, is it, you know, it reminds me of what the cartels do with their prayer to Mordida. I think you know who that is.
Yes, right? I do.
Yes, and I just can't, you know, don't they know that in the end Obama's going to get to them just the way he's going to get to the rest of us?
Well, that's what Charlie Daniels is saying. That's what Charlie Daniels is saying in the interview that I did last hour. That's the point. This is where it's going to come down. It's going to come down on the fact that there's not going to be the basis of real world Obamacare for them. There's another. It's gender oriented. The job situation is a myth because there aren't training attributes of people to get jobs. Rob, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know they're not there. And the thing is, and the other thing is, the process is that you can only go so far in getting lobbyists to represent you, because the whole process in Washington, that's how it all works, is on corruption. The lobbyist goes out, you know, I'm not being freelance with the word corruption. It's true. The lobbyists go into the halls. They knock on the door. I'm Joe Blow from the Citrus Organization in Pico, Mexico, and I've come up to the United States, and I want to screw the workers, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they say, oh, that's nice. Sit down. The thing, and my secretary gave you a couple cards. And while they're doing that, the guy's slipping out his case an envelope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I've been there. I know what it's like. That's the real world. That's the deal. And you say, well, we'll see what we can do. And he reached over and take the envelope, and we'll see what we can do. Leaves his business card, and that's it. And he's just screwed over 2 million people, you know?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. One other question I had was, I've been drinking a natural mineral water that's has natural sparkling water. It's from Germany. Starts with a G. I can't say the name correctly. Grolstein. Grolstein. Have you ever heard of this? Grolstein.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know it's a be it. I don't have the specs on it for analysis. I did a show about 2 years ago where I had off specs for all 600 different waters. There were 600 of them. That was 2 years ago, you know?
Okay. Well, I was just kind of wondering, is it safe to drink, or is it, I mean?
I don't know, Rob, because I'd have to see the specs. Anytime, I'll just put it to you this way, in a thing, when you have something that says a mineral water, and they've added, see, carbon dioxide in there, you know, they've done is changed either to make a boron, which is not good for your kidneys, you know, excess amount. You know what I'm saying? A lot of minerals in your kidneys not going to help you, Rob. You know what I'm saying? You know, so the thing is, what I advise, since I don't know the content of the water, but the whole thing, anytime you get that CO2 in there in the process of it, what they're doing is balancing the ion to change it off to another hydrogen, and that's the truth of it. And in other words, they're adding in substitute oxygen, see, in order to make it more palatable. In other words, a mineral you cannot dissolve unless you use acid, which you can't drink. So the whole thing, and that's why they add the CO2. But the thing is, but a lot of mineral water is okay, but really isn't. I mean, the kidneys can only take so many osmotic pressure in the glomeruli of the kidney to be able to handle it. That's the truth of it. They don't tell people that, but that's the truth of it.
Okay.
And so what you do is dilute it. You know, try to be a little careful with yourself. Another thing, I don't recommend the products and thing, but try to get these new flavors. There's some excellent little flavors you can get in the grocery store they're fruit flavors. Put a couple little drops of crystals of those in the water, and they'll make it better for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, you put that they're kind of a concentrate. You just drop them in water.
Yeah, it's a little.
Oh, yeah.
A little flavors and everything, but don't use all of the package. Just a little few crystals. That's the key. Not all the package. Just a few crystals, and when you get that little taste in there, it helps. It helps in the absorption level of the water to be able to drink it. You know, I got to go, Rob. I really do.
Thank you.
Listen, and thanks for listening.
All right.
We have caller Rich from Washington. I hope I have the right name. Rich from Washington.
Yes, good morning. Have you heard of the hidden hand concept of Carol Quigley?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It sounds like we got music.
It's the end of my show. But okay. I'll keep you on, Rich, but I only have a minute after the commercial. I'm sorry. We'll talk about it.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Parker Pathways, WN Parker's live show, and I have a couple callers waiting after Rich, and if Rich is still there, are you still there, Rich?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Now speak to me. What's happening with Hidden Hand? What's going on?
Well, the Hidden Hand indicates the fact that all the decisions are made behind the veil, as you want to call it. So the UN has been in place. It's totally in control. We have a one-world government. We've had that for almost 100 years now. We're totally under martial law here in North America. And why do we keep playing these games as if, like, something's going to happen tomorrow when it's already happened? And the people that control the whole world, they think they are the owners of the world, are totally in control of what's happening. Why do we keep playing this egocentric game, anthropomorphic game of the fact that this isn't a controlled destiny?
Yeah, the at the beginning of this second hour, I had my notes on the United Nations treaties that take away all of our rights, basically. See what it as I've said in many shows, it's not a game. These people, the law of the sea, treaty alone, the child thing, taking away parental rights, the whole thing. You know, Obama's already signed his letter of intent on those of the United Nations. That was the first thing he did. He'd only been legally declared the President of the United States at 3 o'clock in the morning in Washington time. He's putting in the redistribution of guns in a treaty with the United Nations. He was to take away the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
Well, that's what confuses me. This is all political theater. Obama has absolutely no power for whatsoever. He's like a movie that's being played on a big reality screen. Why don't we understand the fact that we are treated as animals? It's a business model, and you know, why don't we act accordingly? Well, you know, the fact that we have no rights.
Well, the thing is, when I put out the councils of the United Nations controlling the city councils. You should have seen the reverberation I got from the United Nations when I went in to try to talk about, like, you take the ACLU wanting to go back to the Supreme Court to keep the breast gene, BRCA1 and BRCA2, from being invented in terms of being able to be monitored. This is all United Nations backed and the whole thing. It's the old story. We had an election, right? And I think, and look what they voted for. Look what the hell people voted for. They changed America forever, and the whole thing. And as long as they can keep saying to people, you know, that this is the way, well, it's possible, there isn't possible. They've been sure that people are running things in terms from the other side. And it's like Charlie's interview says, we need more Paul Revere's like yourself coming out there in the real world and saying, hey, this is not right. You know, we need to do it. There needs to be more in a revolution, in my opinion, Rich. There needs to be a global outcry in terms of the change of human rights. That's what in order to change this, the United Nations shouldn't even be in existence.
Have you seen the growth curve for the human species?
Yes, I have.
We're asymptotic. These powers that control the world and think they own it, they're on the right track. They're going to eliminate 90% of the population, and I believe the people are so dumbed down and so ignorant of their condition that they're going to be eliminated, and in a way, I support them.
Yeah. Well, I hope you call back again because we're running out of time at the end of my show, but I'm glad you called, Rich, because it's an important topic.
Take care.
I apologize to Chris in Las Vegas. I have to go. I think you call back again, Chris, in Las Vegas on the next on Parker Pathways next Sunday, 10 to 12 Central Time on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. Support the RBN and the tropes and the veterans that are out there. And I want to thank everybody that helped put this show together. And thank you, Charlie Daniels. And thank you, America. And to a big kiss to the loves of my life. See you next week on RBN.